the young people across the different formations of the democratic movement have conveyed to ensure that we protect as the custodian of the building of the organization. We've done so to ensure that the sanitated harvest house. You know that a lot of things have been happening in our headquarters, and as young people, we are the vanguard of the party, and we've ensured that we take the necessary action to ensure that there is no chaos and rapport at harvest house, therefore leading to the peaceful transition that happened. And we, as members of the Youth Assembly, have paid the 2014 constitutional setup.
So now, if you're saying that you as youth, you actually did this and there was a smooth transition, what do you mean? What exactly are you talking about?
That there were no skirmishes, contrary to some falsehoods, that there was skirmishes at Harvest House. We went there, we entered because we are members of the democratic movement, we are part and parcel of the 2014 structures, and we have respected the constitution, we have respected the mandate given upon and the leadership of the party, and we have made it very clear in one certain terms that we await the decision from the National Council, which is the SDG making body in between Congress, to give us directions as the way forward with the party. So until then, as the Youth Assembly has the vanguard of the party, constitutionally mandated to defend the party, we have ensured that we become in touch in Harvest House for its security and everything, but there is definitely no mouse at Harvest House as people are moving in and out freely, despite that there are police and other members of the security forces along Nelson Mandela, Kwame Nkrumah, and George Slondiga. We are very clear, no one from the leadership is not going to be allowed to enter. Everyone in the leadership is going to be allowed as long as they don't want to pose a threat and instability to the conduct and the peaceful existence of Harvest House.
So here, are we talking about MDCT youth and MDC Alliance youth? What exactly is going on?
You were in the structures of 2014, whether you are now in the MDC Alliance or an MDCT, the consensus within the rank and file of young people that we must execute our mandate, and that's why you see us here.
For how long are you going to occupy that building, and are there any leaders that are coming in and out?
No, we have made it very clear. We await direction from the National Council, which is going to give the party direction. Until then, we are going to ensure that we keep our faith ourselves.